Državni izpitni center. Nacionalno preverjanje znanja 2016 iz angleščine. Slušno razumevanje. Slišali boste dve besedili in ob tem reševali naloge. Vsako besedilo boste slišali dvakrat. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate prvo nalogo. Prisluhnite prvemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Griffin goes to school. Zero. More than 30 years ago, some animal researchers were teaching apes to use sign language, but the scientist Irene Pepperberg thought,
why not study animals that can talk?
She bought an African grey parrot and named him Alex. Even with his tiny brain, only the size of a shelled walnut, Alex showed that he could understand numbers, colours, shapes, the names of objects and more. He could ask for what he wanted and even solve problems. 1. Alex died in 2007. But the work he started goes on. Now the star at Pepperberg's lab is a young parrot named Griffin. Some of the scientists took Griffin to visit a nursery school in Boston. The parrot and the children had a contest to see who could answer more questions correctly. 2. The contest had three parts. First, the children and the parrot had to say what things were made of. The trainer held up a rock and Griffin said,
rock.
The teacher held up a rock and a three-year-old boy said,
tomato.
1 point for Griffin. 3. Part 2 was colours. All the children easily named orange. When the trainer showed an orange square, Griffin squawked,
corner.
The answer was wrong, but it wasn't as silly as it sounds. Griffin was taught to tell shapes by the number of corners they have. So instead of triangle, he says three corner. Griffin's answer was wrong because he didn't name the colour. Now Griffin and the children were tied. 4. The third part was shapes. Griffin correctly identified a six-corner, hexagon, and a two-corner, a pointy-ended lemon shape. One boy thought the hexagon had four corners. Another boy looked at the lemon shape and counted all the way to 17. He didn't know that he should only count each end once. Griffin won. 5. This contest was just for fun. To be good science, the experiment would have to be done over and over and over again. But on this day, Griffin did about as well as a 3.5-year-old child. 6. Although he didn't answer all the questions perfectly, the parrot was very clear about one thing. Asked, "What do you want?" Griffin replied,
nut.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Griffin goes to school. Zero. More than 30 years ago, some animal researchers were teaching apes to use sign language. But the scientist Irene Pepperberg thought,
why not study animals that can talk?
She bought an African grey parrot and named him Alex. Even with his tiny brain, only the size of a shelled walnut, Alex showed that he could understand numbers, colours, shapes, the names of objects and more. He could ask for what he wanted and even solve problems. 1. Alex died in 2007, but the work he started goes on. Now the star at Pepperberg's lab is a young parrot named Griffin. Some of the scientists took Griffin to visit a nursery school in Boston. The parrot and the children had a contest to see who could answer more questions correctly. 2. The contest had three parts. First, the children and the parrot had to say what things were made of. The trainer held up a rock and Griffin said,
rock?
The teacher held up a rock and a three-year-old boy said,
tomato.
1 point for Griffin. 3. Part 2 was colours. All the children easily named orange. When the trainer showed an orange square, Griffin squawked,
corner?
The answer was wrong. But it wasn't as silly as it sounds. Griffin was taught to tell shapes by the number of corners they have. So instead of triangle, he says three corner. Griffin's answer was wrong because he didn't name the colour. Now Griffin and the children were tied. 4. The third part was shapes. Griffin correctly identified a six-corner, hexagon, and a two-corner, a pointy-ended lemon shape. One boy thought the hexagon had four corners. Another boy looked at the lemon shape and counted all the way to 17. He didn't know that he should only count each end once. Griffin won. 5. This contest was just for fun. To be good science, the experiment would have to be done over and over and over again. But on this day, Griffin did about as well as a 3.5-year-old child. 6. Although he didn't answer all the questions perfectly, the parrot was very clear about one thing. Asked, "What do you want?" Griffin replied,
nut.
S tem je zaključena prva naloga. Zdaj imate čas, da si ogledate drugo nalogo. Prisluhnite drugemu besedilu in rešujte nalogo.
Young champions. Today, the 2018 Winter Olympics may still seem very far away, but our athletes are already pushing themselves to get into Olympic teams. Among them are also four teenagers, aged 14 and 15. Although very young, they are champions and have already won several medals. They all started training at a very early age. Megan, for example, started skiing at the age of 2.5. The young athletes are very busy balancing their families, school, training and competitions. Daniel and Rebecca say that they don't have much time for their friends, but they don't really mind it. Daniel loves figure skating and going to the School of Performing Arts. In fact, other members of his family skated competitively too. Rebecca is snowboarding in winter and sometimes misses school for a whole week, but she can catch up with her homework on the internet. On the other hand, life became easier for the slalom champion, Megan, when she changed school. Here at boarding school, she has lessons in the summer while other kids enjoy their holidays at the seaside. If you want to be the best, your records must be the best. Although very scared, Brian decided to have a go, and at the age of 6, he made his first ski jump. This summer, he beat his own record. He says that competitions never stop. In the summer, when there is no snow, they jump off artificial hills and land on a kind of carpet. Winter sports are not the only thing in their lives. Brian plans to become an architect if he doesn't make the team, and Megan also likes horse riding and began training 5 years ago. Besides training, Daniel also helps a choreographer to choose music and designs his outfits with a dressmaker. The look of a figure skater is also very important for him, but for Megan, this is not the case. What she needs are high-quality ski suits and a light, comfortable helmet. When competing in foreign countries, athletes can become homesick. Daniel and Megan miss their family the most, while Brian cannot stop thinking about his girlfriend. Rebecca misses family and friends and points out that it is good to know that they all support you.
Poslušajte besedilo še enkrat in rešite nalogo.
Young champions. Today, the 2018 Winter Olympics may still seem very far away, but our athletes are already pushing themselves to get into Olympic teams. Among them are also four teenagers, aged 14 and 15. Although very young, they are champions and have already won several medals. They all started training at a very early age. Megan, for example, started skiing at the age of 2.5. The young athletes are very busy balancing their families, school, training and competitions. Daniel and Rebecca say that they don't have much time for their friends, but they don't really mind it. Daniel loves figure skating and going to the School of Performing Arts. In fact, other members of his family skated competitively too. Rebecca is snowboarding in winter and sometimes misses school for a whole week, but she can catch up with her homework on the internet. On the other hand, life became easier for the slalom champion, Megan, when she changed school. Here at boarding school, she has lessons in the summer while other kids enjoy their holidays at the seaside. If you want to be the best, your records must be the best. Although very scared, Brian decided to have a go, and at the age of 6, he made his first ski jump. This summer, he beat his own record. He says that competitions never stop. In the summer, when there is no snow, they jump off artificial hills and land on a kind of carpet. Winter sports are not the only thing in their lives. Brian plans to become an architect if he doesn't make the team, and Megan also likes horse riding and began training 5 years ago. Besides training, Daniel also helps a choreographer to choose music and designs his outfits with a dressmaker. The look of a figure skater is also very important for him, but for Megan, this is not the case. What she needs are high-quality ski suits and a light, comfortable helmet. When competing in foreign countries, athletes can become homesick. Daniel and Megan miss their family the most, while Brian cannot stop thinking about his girlfriend. Rebecca misses family and friends and points out that it is good to know that they all support you.
S tem je zaključena druga naloga. Končano je slušno razumevanje. Zdaj lahko začnete reševati še ostale naloge.